Welcome to 51st Dates. I'm your host, Jolie Moore. I now know that hindsight is 20/20. This season, I'm going to share that wisdom with you. In every twice-weekly episode, I'm going to highlight one of my postcards from my Take Note, Stories of Narcissistic Abuse project and the unvarnished truth behind them. A lifetime of gaslighting and abuse are the reasons why my 51st Dates experiment was the unmitigated disaster that it was. I think it was kind of funny, a little bit tragic, but still a mess. Join me as I take on the task of finding out if my future self can forgive that person who lived through abuse and came out of the other side, still searching for a crazy, beautiful love story. Ready? Strap in. Let's go. Hi, this is Jolie Moore. Ready for number 4? Let's get to it. A friend once said that I'd sell more books if I just became a better writer. So that may be 100% true. Maybe if I had better books or better heroines or more alpha heroes or better endings, I'd write better books. Maybe they would sell more. Maybe not. You know, I think, well, no, we're not going to get into this. The quality of writing is subjective. There are books that people think are awful that sell billions. There are books that people think are brilliant that sell zero. Critics, readers in general. And all of that's true. I think coming to a book as a reader is a purely subjective experience. And what catches on and what doesn't is sometimes something of a little mystery. All that said, this particular friend wasn't being helpful. It's someone I met working, oh my God, in doing some temp work. I was doing various temporary jobs to pay off loans, to be frank. And they put loans to get paid off. But so I was doing some temp work and I met this woman. And during, well, everybody, at least here during that time, who's doing temp work was doing it to pay the bills. And their other passion was what they were using the money for or what they really wanted to do. So I really wanted to write books. I made no secret of it. I think I used to work on them during lunch and other times. Back then I was writing, oh my God, maybe baby, I think, or I don't know. I think that was the one I was working on. So this is years ago. And eventually, the book got published maybe 20,000 years later, I can't say. And I remember my friend was like, oh, because I was really, you know, publishing your first book is so exciting and heady. And of course, I was telling everyone and anyone who would listen, debut authors, I'm sorry, we're awful. We really are. But I was telling anyone and everyone who would listen that I had this book. And then the publisher wanted a second book. And I sold that to them. And so I was pretty excited. And I assume she bought them. I don't know. I remember at some point she said, well, if your publisher was bigger, maybe you would do better. And that's, you know, we're not going to get into the imprint of the subdivision of the subdivision of the big publisher, because that's kind of how it was and how it often is in romance. Romance is a cash cow. Publishers are like, we're going to get in this. And then they get in and stay, or they get in and they get out. They get in and they get back in again. The stories that romance writers could tell you would like curl your hair. So it's its own beast. And I never went into any detail for her for that because there's no reason. But at some point she was like, well, maybe if they were just better, they would sell more. And I don't think, I never actually talked to her about how many it sold, but I guess since I wasn't on Oprah or the New York Times bestseller list, I wasn't valid in her eyes. I couldn't quite figure that out. But it was one of those things where people like sort of dig at your life. Why do you live here? Why do you live there? Why do you do this? Why do you do that? And to be honest, like looking back now, I think she had a very general discontent with her own life. She wanted to be married. She wanted to have a house. She wanted all these things. And I had them. It wasn't great. I don't know why people always think having some tangible thing that appears good from the outside is great, because it often isn't, I can tell you from the other side. So she would make these digs about it. And I realized, this is around the time my son was born, that I think it was just another person I had to distance myself from, because there was no encouragement, no like love. Oh, you did a great thing. Isn't this cool? It was just a lot of like pick, 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 pick. And interestingly, I got this woman a full-time job. I can't believe I did this. Because she was doing temp work. I was like, I got to get out of this. I got to get more stable income, because, you know, temp work comes and goes. And I got her a job, which she still has today, years later. I don't ever work there. And it was, there was just so much. And so after I left that job, she sort of stopped talking to me. I actually asked her for a favor, for an introduction to someone we knew mutually, who I had actually met, but I wanted like a more formal introduction so I could talk to this other woman about something. And that's when she bounced. She was like, I'm out. And I don't know. I'm not a like a big closure or final conversation sort of person, but it was just, there are so many people in your life who seem to be discouraging, and I don't understand why they just can't be encouraging. We need more of that. The haters are all there and don't need to be in your personal life. And it's just like, I can't anymore with people who, I don't even want to call them toxic, who are just not for you. And so if they're not for you, then why are they with you? I'm Jolie Moore, and this has been 50 First Dates, the podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll share, rate, and review it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others find the crazy, beautiful love stories that I like to share. Also, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you'd like to know how this project started, my memoir, 50 First Dates, is available wherever books are sold. A link is always included in the show notes. I'm also a romance writer. If you want to know more about my books, please visit joliemoore.com for more information. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Substack at XO Jolie Moore. The essays accompanying these postcards are available on Substack. You can also follow me on all social media at the same handle, XO Jolie Moore. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in your ears very soon.